The wrongful death lawsuit filed by parents Zachary and Hillary Cheney said the family was in the Glenwood Cemetery on July 5th of 2012, where Zachary was taking pictures of another family. Carson, who was helping his father to get the other children to smile for their photos, hid behind a 4-foot-tall headstone. The suit says the headstone started to fall on Carson after he applied only a light touch to it. Attorney Paul Belknap for the Glenwood contended that the parents had agreed to a settlement of $100,000, evident, he said, by the fact they had asked for the money to be split with 70% for the parents and 30% for a surviving son, Bridger. However, Cheney's attorney Ron Kramer said that had only been part of preliminary negotiations. Judge Harris said it's a close issue, but the Glenwood Association was asking, in essence, for a summary judgment, throwing out the case. And under that standard, he said he had to find there were no issues of fact for a jury to decide. He said while Cheney has a different version of events than the Glenwood's insurance carrier, State Farm, he could not find at this point that Cheney's version was objectively unreasonable.
Mr. Cheney's version of events is it didn't become clear to me until I received the draft written materials that this really was a final settlement, really was going to release all of my claims for $100,000. Up until that point, his version is, I thought we were talking preliminarily about what sort of limits there were, what sort of money that was available, and I thought they were going to come back to me with a number that we could then sign off on. That's his version of events. I understand Mr. Belknap and the defendants have a different version of events, but I can't sit here today on summary judgment and point at Mr. Cheney's version of events after having read the deposition as being objectively unreasonable, as being something a jury couldn't potentially find favor of Mr. Cheney.
The judge mentioned one other factor in his decision.
In addition, I think Mr. Cheney's argument, and this is sort of a secondary argument, I also think it matters today. Mr. Cheney's position that I didn't understand there was going to be a no admission of liability in the agreement. I didn't fully understand the release situation that was releasing all of my claims. Again, in many cases, those provisions are sort of boilerplate and understood. But in this situation, especially given the facts of this case, I'm not able to say on summary judgment that position is objectively unreasonable.
The Cheney's lawsuit contends the Cemetery Association was negligent in not making repairs to the 200-pound headstone, which dated back to 1889. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.